longer. It seemed history was uncannily repeating itself 50 years later. 5 decades, and still oil was the driving force. On January 4, 2003, Chavez's supporters clashed with his opponents. 2 people were shot to death, and dozens more were wounded. The next day, I talked with an old friend who for many years had been involved with the Jackals. Like me, he had never worked directly for any government, but he had led clandestine operations in many countries. He told me that a private contractor had approached him to foment strikes in Caracas and to bribe military officers, many of whom had been trained at the School of the Americas, to turn against their elected president. He had turned down the offer, but he confided, "The man who took the job knows what he's doing." That same month, January 2003, saw crude oil prices rise to high levels and American inventories close to a 26-year low. Given the Middle East situation, I knew the Bush administration was doing everything in its power to overthrow Chavez. Then came the news that they had succeeded. Chavez had been ousted. The New York Times took this turn of events as an opportunity to provide a historical perspective, and also to identify the man who appeared to play the Kermit Roosevelt role in contemporary Venezuela. The United States supported authoritarian regimes throughout Central and South America during and after the Cold War in defense of its economic and political interests. In tiny Guatemala, the Central Intelligence Agency mounted a coup overthrowing the democratically elected government in 1954, and it backed subsequent right-wing governments against small leftist rebel groups for 4 decades. Roughly 200,000 civilians died. In Chile, a CIA-supported coup helped put General Augusto Pinochet in power from 1973 to 1990. In Peru, a fragile democratic government is still unraveling the agency's role in a decade of support for the now deposed and disgraced president Alberto K. Fujimori and his disreputable spy chief, Vladimiro L. Montesinos. The United States had to invade Panama in 1989 to topple its narco-dictator Manuel A. Noriega, who, for almost 20 years, was a valued informant for American intelligence. And the struggle to mount an unarmed opposition against Nicaragua's leftists in the 1980s by any means necessary, including selling arms to Iran for cold cash, led to indictments against senior Reagan administration officials. Among those investigated back then was Otto J. Reich, a veteran of Latin American struggles. No charges were ever filed against Mr. Reich. He later became United States Ambassador to Venezuela, and now serves as Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs by presidential appointment. The fall of Mr. Chavez is a feather in his cap. If Mr. Reich and the Bush administration were celebrating the coup against Chavez, the party was suddenly cut short.